Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, July 9, 2020. Unemployment Insurance Claims, July 9, 2020. Unemployment Claims Weekly News Release. The U.S. Department of Labor, DOL, releases national and state-level unemployment insurance UI claims data each Thursday. The data released on Thursday, July 9, 2020, provides preliminary initial claims for the week ending July 4, 2020 and the week ending June 27, 2020 for continued claims. The July 9 report represents the 16th consecutive weekly release in which unemployment claims are significantly impacted by the recent economic turmoil and government response resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. The data set published by the DOL provides two statistics covering the number of unemployment claims each week. The DOL defines the two statistics in the weekly news release as follows. Initial claims. An initial claim is a claim filed by an unemployed individual after a separation from an employer. The claimant requests a determination of basic eligibility for the UI program. When an initial claim is filed with a state, certain programmatic activities take place, and these result in activity counts, including the count of initial claims. The count of U.S. initial claims for unemployment insurance is a leading economic indicator because it is an indication of emerging labor market conditions in the country. However, these are weekly administrative data which are difficult to seasonally adjust, making the series subject to some volatility. And continued claims. A person who has already filed an initial claim and who has experienced a week of unemployment then files a continued claim to reclaim benefits for that week of unemployment. Continued claims are also referred to as insured unemployment. The count of U.S. continued claimed is also a good indicator of labor market conditions. Continued claims reflect the current number of insured unemployed workers filing for UI benefits in the nation. While continued claims are not a leading indicator, they roughly coincide with economic cycles at their peaks and lag at cycle troughs, they provide confirming evidence of the direction of the U.S. economy. This week's DOL report shows continued elevated initial unemployment claim counts at both the state and national levels, with a U.S. year-over-year increase in initial claims of 474.5% and an Iowa increase of 306%. The substantial increase in initial claims reported since mid-March has produced a large increase in continued claims for the week ending July 4th, 2020 when compared to the same week last year. National continued claims increased 942.9% compared to the same week last year, while Iowa continued claims increased 841.3%. The table that accompanies this fiscal update article provides U.S. and Iowa initial and continued claims numbers for the most recent report week, as well as the previous week and the same week last year. Please note that the claims reported are actual claims numbers and have not been seasonally adjusted. The initial claims numbers represent preliminary advanced reporting, and the numbers are subject to revision the next week. In many instances, the preliminary number is revised lower 1 week later. The chart that accompanies this fiscal update article displays the number of Iowa continued claims over the past 18 weeks for 2019 and 2020. Iowa continued claims have declined over the past 6 weeks. The decline in continued claims over the last 8 weeks totals 54,466. Continued claims for the week ending June 27, 2020 exceeded claims for the week ending June 29, 2019 by 120,817 claims. Iowa initial claims for the week ending July 4, 2020 were the highest since the week ending May 23, 2020. The count for the latest week also represents the largest increase over the same week the previous year since the week ending May 23, 2020. Unemployment claim payments are made to qualified unemployed workers, and the payments are generally made from the State Unemployment Insurance Fund. That fund is financed through a payroll tax paid by the employers. In response to the recent economic decline, the federal government is financing a portion of unemployment insurance payments. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Jeff Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-4614. To view all charts, graphs, forms, and other text documents, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left. Then under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and go to the article titled Unemployment Insurance Claims, July 9th, 2020.